So this morning, I'm going to take a few minutes here to kind of intro this new series that we're going to be doing. And so I'm going to take a few minutes to do that. And then Shane, who many of you met a few weeks ago, who again is interning with us this summer, he will be preaching this morning as well as next week. So let me just go ahead and jump right into what we're going to be doing. We're in a Titus series on Titus, and you'll see that up there, Healthy Leaders, Healthy Churches. And so we're going to be spending 5 weeks going through three chapters, right, of the book of Titus. And Titus is one of the pastoral epistles, along with 1st and 2nd Timothy. So what does that mean? This means that the Apostle Paul wrote these letters to individuals. And so we're going to look at the letter. Kind of, oftentimes we would love to be able to kind of see what someone says to someone else in a letter and how personal that is. But thankfully in Scripture we have that. So what is Paul's heart for the church? What is his heart for Titus? But ultimately, what is God's heart for the church? What is he wanting to get, what point is he trying to get across in this letter? And so, though it's written to an individual, we know, as Shane has said, that godly leaders are an important part of the church, and that's where Paul starts off. So we're going to be looking at godly leaders this morning. If the next slide here is going to give you kind of where we're going with this series, the 5 weeks, the sermon titles that we will be looking at. So godly leaders, grave preaching, generational multiplication, gracious hope, and growing holiness. Now, what we learn in the book of Titus is something that churches have been trying to model for many, many years, right? This is what God has designed for the church. When these instructions are taken seriously, when people look at this and say, how does our church line up with what is written here and within the whole New Testament? What does it look like? And one of the things that we see is when churches take these seriously, when we try and have a structure in our church, and we try and be the people that God has called us to be, what we see is churches that thrive, they grow in numbers and impact, they have fruitful ministries, disciples are made, right? People are baptized in these churches. And where we see churches lack in these areas, where they don't take this seriously enough, we see ineffective ministries, we see churches kind of coasting by, trying to stay afloat, or maybe closing altogether. And so we want to be a church that has 100 plus more years of history of faithful disciple making. And so what do? We go to God's Word to find out where that is. Brandon and I had the opportunity about a month and a half ago at the Moody Pastors Conference to meet with our regional director, Pat Finney of CB America. Many of you know that we are a part of CB America, the network of churches. And it was an extremely encouraging time and a fruitful time for Brandon and myself as young leaders in the position that we are to meet with Pat and to hear his heart for godly leaders and healthy churches as well. And what he shared with us is the vision, mission, and value, which we know, we've read through CB America, but to hear his heart for it and then to see how our church lines up with that was very important for us, was affirming to us as well. But then we started thinking about, well, the most encouraging thing is, does our vision and mission line up with what God's Word says? And so that's what we're going to be looking at in the series, and that's why it's an important one for us as a church in this time. Because one of the things is we're not trying to look to be super innovative or find the next new trendy thing to fast church growth, right, or leadership development. What we want to do is say, what does God say, all right, especially in this letter through Paul to Titus for what he has designed for the church? And that's what we want to go back to time and time again. Where we line up with that, we praise God for that. Where we are lacking, where we aren't lining up with that, we need to be corrected by God's Word. And we need to see what he says and how we can get back on track. What you're going to see next is the three values that CB America has. All right, these are their three values, and so we, would amen to all of these. And the first one is leadership development, and the way that they say that is reproducing leaders who reproduce leaders. Congregational health, a constant stream of reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. And the three, congregational multiplication, reproducing individuals, leaders, and congregations. So you see one word in there a lot, right? Reproducing, right? The only way the church is going to be around is if we continue to see disciples being made for years to come. That's how we've gotten here, right? By following Jesus' model of making disciples and seeing people share the good news, seeing people come to faith in Christ, and then becoming these godly leaders in the church and leading us as well. We see all three of these values in the book of Titus. And so throughout this series, we're going to kind of hint and refer back to these values as we walk through that series. So how is that going to happen? Well, one of the first things that Paul says in his letter to Titus is this: the reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished. So Paul sends Titus to Crete because things are not finished there. And the first thing he says is you are to appoint elders. You are to appoint elders, get leaders, good, godly leaders. And this morning, Shane's going to help us dive right into that with understanding what are the biblical requirements, expectations of godly leaders. Shane will be preaching next week and go talk to us about grave preaching. What we're going to do here is we're going to look at the leadership development, but also congregational health. And what do leaders do when false teaching comes in into our minds, into our hearts from around this country, hopefully never here in this church. But what happens when that false teaching comes in, and how do godly leaders protect their congregation? How do they protect their flock? And then when Brandon returns, as you guys notice, he is not here. When he returns, he will be finishing up the last 3 weeks, generational multiplication, gracious hope, and growing holiness, where again, we'll focus not only on church health, we will also focus on the multiplication piece as well. And so we as City View Community Church want to be characterized by these three values. We want these to be true of our church. We want CB America to say, there's a church in Elmhurst that is doing exactly this, right? And what are we doing? We're just trying to follow what God's word says about the healthy leaders that are leading these healthy churches. And we want to be able to say that we have a healthy church, all right? So how do we come in line with these? And that's what we're going to look at in these next 5 weeks.